The warming climate is raising the risk of wildfires across the entire U.S., not just in the West, but in states like New Hampshire. Now, forest managers in the White Mountains are stepping up their efforts to prevent major damage and warning neighbors it could happen here. From NHPR's By Degrees Project, reporter Annie Ropeek has more.
On the edge of the White Mountain National Forest in Conway, public lands with dense woods weave in and out of the backyards of houses. District Forest Ranger Jim Innes lives around here. As he digs down into the leaf litter just within the forest boundary, all he sees is fire risk.
It's just all dry leaves. Like this stuff will catch in a minute, you know? And all it would take is a cigarette or something like that. So it's dry, like all the way down. Ooh, wow, it's really dry.
Innes is crouched next to a strip of dirt that looks like a trail. It's popular with local mountain bikers and dog walkers.
That one loops all the way around the edge.
The trail is actually a fire break, kept clear by the Forest Service with leaf blowers and chainsaws. For a long time, that's been their fire prevention strategy in this area, creating a gap that would interrupt any fire that started near these homes and make it easier to put out. But lately, Jim Innes has felt like he should be doing more. New Hampshire has been in a drought for more than a year, and a lot more people have been in the woods here during the pandemic.
I don't know how many campfires they had to put out. It was like hundreds.
Bunches. Yeah, it was an incredible amount.
Innes and habitat biologist Jesse Dubuque, who's with us, have also seen the worst-case scenario. They've been deployed to fight huge fires out west in recent years. Dubuque says what she saw last fall in Oregon was jarring.
It was probably the most extreme fire behavior and experience I've ever had because it was completely out of control and really kind of scary.
Climate change is playing a role in driving fire risk across the country. Here in New Hampshire, increased rain is still interrupted by long dry stretches with hotter temperatures, shorter winters, and less snow. So when Jim Innes looks at the forest around Conway today, he sees a potential disaster waiting to happen.
I just want to get ahead of it, you know, so I don't have to be in that position to explain to these people like, sorry, you lost your house. You know, it's one of those things that it could happen. And, I don't want that. Obviously, no one does.
So this summer, Innes is conducting a controlled burn to clear out the dry fuels here. He'll do similar burns up and down the edge of the forest in the next few years in Albany, Jackson, and Bartlett, and repeat the process every 5 to 7 years into the future. For the National Forest, it's a new way of using fire as a tool. In the past, they've mostly burned to clear space for nesting birds or blueberry crops. Now, they're thinking about community protection.
Are you guys from the forestry? Nice. Are they going to do that burn?
Becky Bishop and her dog Rocky, with his bell on, live in a condo right at the edge of the forest.
I love it out here. It's beautiful. It's nice and quiet, and the dog likes it.
Yeah, so right, yeah, against the forest, right?
Yeah, I have the best building. We have the best views.
Bishop got a public notice about the burn project in her backyard. She's never worried about wildfires before, but she's glad it's happening.
I just think it's a safety issue with the everything being so dry and stuff. Because I know these guys take a good care of it and they manage the forest here really well. So it's never been a concern, but I think it's a great idea that they do this.
This area has had some big fires in recent years. The Dilley Cliff Fire in Woodstock in 2017 took a month to put out. The year before that, a fire spread from a campground to a covered bridge in Albany. Sporadic human-caused fires can be bigger and longer lasting than the kind that used to happen here regularly. Forest Service researcher Adele Fenwick has been studying the history of fires nearby on South Moat Mountain. At the trailhead, she shows me the fire scars in a slice of a pine tree from the ridge above us.
So this is a live tree that germinated in 1786, and then it burned there in 1811, burned a few years later, and again in 1816-17. 1838, 1839.
Periodic small fires from lightning strikes or set by indigenous people and later colonists used to happen here every 10 or 15 years. They helped clear out brush and limit worse damage from out-of-control blazes. Then, in the late 1800s, came huge fires from logging and railroad construction. The government cracked down on fire.
And then there's been no fire since 1903. Holy moly.
Fenwick shows me the clear line where the tree ring scars stop and the wood becomes smooth and uninterrupted. Fenwick is helping the Forest Service expand the ways it mimics those natural burns of the past in new parts of the White Mountains. She hopes the Forest Service's outreach about fires will have the added benefit of getting community members to take more care around their properties, moving flammable materials like shrubbery, firewood, and pine needles away from the house.
There are a lot of subtle dangers that people out west are accustomed to and may or may not do anything about it. But in the east, I think fewer people are aware of the dangers around their house.
Larger fires that damage life and property. They say it could happen in New Hampshire. They hope with more prevention and outreach that it won't. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.